Hello, hello, and welcome to the Lisper Podcast. Once again, your host is here. That's right, Tyrone is here. I'm in the building, and the co-host is not here. I think he might be fired because his cousin is here, right? You see his cousin? His cousin's spicy. You see his cousin? He's spicy a little bit. You know what I mean? I like spicy. So the cousin is here, and the cousin might end up being a permanent host of the show. We got to see how he do. We got to see how the cousin do, how the cousin works out. You know, the cousin might permanently stay. But we don't know yet. We gonna find out if the cousin's about to be a permanent fixture. The cousin smell good. The cousin look good. The cousin spicy. But we got to see how the cousin contributes to the show. Also, I got another guest here. Starscream. Say hi, Starscream. Where's Megatron? Shut the fuck up about Megatron. You obsessed with Megatron. Okay? You know what? Starscream's done. Say bye, Starscream. Where's Megatron? See what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here. Starscream's got to go. Starscream's going to stay over there and guard the desk. Make sure nobody... We got roaches. Make sure them roaches don't get up here on my computer screen. Got that? Where's Megatron? Shut the fuck up. Guard the roaches, Starscream. Starscream's guarding the roaches. He got to watch the roaches. But he here. He here. He over there, though, because I don't know. He wants some other shit. All right, so... Today's episode, I'm going to take a sip to it first. That's brisk, baby. Wow. Today's episode is, it's called, I Am a Villain. I Am a Villain. Okay? Now, I did an episode a long time ago called Villains, and you can go back and look at that. And I went over, like, some of the greatest villains in history, and I went over why I think they became villains, and I went over, like, you know, things that made them villains, all of that kind of shit. And I also mentioned that I may be a villain. I also mentioned that some of the things that those villains did, I don't think is that villainy. I don't think it's that bad. And that I would, possibly be a villain if this happened to me in my real life, in my dealings with the world, in my everyday journeys and things of that nature, right? If I ever became a superpowered individual. Now, here's the thing. I mentioned this before. I've talked about it a lot of times. But now I feel like I have to do a full-blown episode. Because I feel like y'all not respecting the fact that people are still arguing with me about it. People are still arguing with me. People are still coming at me. People are still making me feel like villainy is wrong. Even though... villainy is, to me, what this world and this society and what these motherfuckers that talk to me is dictating. The world is dictating that you have to be a villain. But my first point, the first thing I want to start out with is that Thanos kind of makes me a villain. You know why? Because I remember this. Thanos was saying that, you know, we got too many people. We overpopulated and we need to trim down the population and we can have more resources, more money. Less people means more resources, more money, more all that. And he was crazy about how he wanted to do it, the genocide. But you know what, though? All you people sat up here and said, Donald Trump, y'all didn't like Trump. We hate Trump. We don't like Trump. And Trump said he was going to make America great again. Trump was Thanos. Because even though this wasn't his plan, okay, based on what you guys told me, Trump was about to thin out the herd. He was about to thin out the herd. He was about to make America great again by having less people here, which would give Americans, us, more resources. That's right. Trump was about to thin out the herd. Trump was about to be Thanos. And he wasn't even going to have to kill nobody to do it. And y'all rejected it. Or the people who were supposed to do what they were supposed to do didn't do it. The people who were supposed to do what they were supposed to do did not do it because guess what? I was on the internet during Trump's campaign, and I was on the internet, and all you motherfuckers was like, if Trump wins, I'm leaving the United States. If Trump wins, I'm leaving the United States. And I think, matter of fact, I know that there was enough of you saying that shit to make a difference. There was enough of you that had you been men and women of your word, and not liars and hypocrites, that when Trump won, you guys would have left the United States. You guys would have moved to Italy, France, Denmark, wherever y'all said y'all was going to go live if Trump became president. Y'all would have went to that motherfucking place. And then it would have been less of you, less unemployment, less welfare, less of every fucking thing. We would have had, we would have been great. America would have been great again. Donald Trump would have fulfilled his destiny. But now, 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 all you so-called heroes, all you so-called good guys, fuck that all up. Because you guys didn't leave when Trump won the presidency. You didn't leave. You didn't stick to your word. You did not be the person that you said you was going to be. That's number one. That's right there. Okay, so already in the real world, in the real society, in real life, you guys fucked up some heroism. You guys fucked up something that Donald Trump was going. You made him the villain, and he was the villain, but he was also, you know, going to be the hero. Y'all changed him from the hero to the villain. And y'all know how y'all changed him from the hero to the villain? Because the heroes in the story didn't do what the fuck they were supposed to do. Y'all didn't leave. If y'all would have left, America would have been great again. Okay, Trump would have been a hero. They would have said, look how we prospering. And they wouldn't have never equated it to the fact that Trump just got rid of a bunch of motherfuckers. They wouldn't have never equated it to that. Had Thanos' plan worked and we would have been thriving after Thanos' plan worked, nobody would have said, damn, Thanos had to kill a lot of people. They would have been like, Thanos is the hero. Thanos would have had statues, probably been a god. But, you know, hero to villain. I always said, hero to villain, thin motherfucking line. But here's why I would have been a villain. Here's why. So growing up, and everybody grows up hard, everybody goes through trials and tribulations, everybody goes through bad things in their life, and everybody has to deal with it, you know what I mean? And we weren't born rich, so if you grew up in the hood, you had trials and tribulations, you had things you had to deal with. That's fine, that's dandy, that's cool. But oftentimes, the way we choose to deal with those things was villainous. It was out of necessity, you know what I mean? We needed money, we didn't have money. Mama had to put food on the table, she was working two jobs, she was struggling, she didn't have much. So Sun goes out and decides to sell drugs. Selling drugs is a villainous act. It's illegal. It damages the community. It hurts people physically, mentally, emotionally. And it's just a bad thing in society, right? It puts black men in prison, takes black men away from their sons, puts you in danger for your life, right? It's a villainous thing to do. But it was done out of necessity. It was done out of heroism. It was done by the fact that this man, this child, this young boy, whoever it is, a girl too, girls can do it too. Girls can do it too. It came from heroism. It came from these people wanting to help their mom, wanting to help their little sisters and brothers, wanting to be the hero of their family, wanting to provide for other folks. Nobody goes out to sell drugs just to provide for themselves, for real. They don't. They don't. If a man only had to take care of himself, if a man only had to be concerned with himself, if a man only had to feed himself, he ain't going to do too much working. I probably would. See, that's what I'm going. See, that's what I'm saying. I have a villainous mentality. Because there are some men that goes, hey, I'm going to work. I want to be the best I can be. Not me. Not me. I feel like if I only had to take care of myself, I wasn't going to be doing too much work. Because I'm not that needy. There's nothing much that I need to take care of myself too much. You know what I mean? So I'm working for other people. So out of my heroism, out of my desire to be a good father, out of my desire to be a good husband, out of my desire to be a good son, out of my desire to be a good brother, good uncle, good godfather, good nephew, good everything to everybody else, which is a heroic thing to do, which is a good thing to do, which is a profitable thing to do. But also out of that desire, it turns me to villainy. Because that desire to do those things and the inability to do it makes me do other shit. Now, right now, I ain't no villain because it makes me go to work every day. Okay? Makes me go do this fucking pile driving construction job every single day. That's the reason why I do it. Because if I was only taking care of me, I was cool with my job at Home Depot. Home Depot provided me with enough money and enough time to take care of myself. That's a fact. I know it's a fact because I had a wife and four kids while I was working there. I had a wife and four kids while I was working at Home Depot, and we wasn't dead. We was living like good times, scratching and surviving good times. You know what I mean? That's how we was living, but we weren't dead. We wasn't dead. We were surviving. So if I'm surviving with a wife and four kids off of working at Home Depot and her little bullshit job, whatever she was working, whenever she was working, she didn't work much. But if I'm surviving off of with a wife and four kids and I'm just working at Home Depot and she's working barely, working them streets, probably, most likely. But anyway, she's working, right? If I can survive off of that with a wife and four kids, me by myself, I would have been like, you can find me in the club, bottle full of blood. I would have been chilling. I would have had some diamonds on my neck. I would have been shining bright like a diamond. shine bright like a diamond. That's how I would have been. That's how I would have been. I would have been chilling. But see, because I had to provide for other people, made me have to get another job, made me have to work outside in the winter, work outside in the summer, made me have to break my back. You know what I mean? Made me have to do all that because of my heroism. And my heroism is strong enough in my mind, my soul, my body, my spirit to drive me into villainy. That's right. My heroism drives me into villainy. Most of them heroes, most of them people that's going to be heroes, ain't got no heroism. That's why it's easy for them to be heroes. Think about that. It's easy for a good man will be a villain. It's easier for a good man to be a villain than it is for a good man to be a hero. You know why? Because villainy is a stronger emotion. They said it in Star Wars. Evil, hate, bad shit. Evil, hate, sadness, anger. All of the bad emotions. All of the bad emotions made Anakin what? Made Anakin what? Yeah, you said it. They used all the bad emotions to make Anakin stronger with the Force. Stronger with the Force. Because when you're happy, you're weaker. And that's just the bottom line. When you're happy, you're weak. When you are happy, you're weaker because guess what? Your body is not fighting. Your body is not fighting when you're happy. When you live a happy life, your body is not fighting. That's why when you see young, rich kids and you think they little assholes, you think these little privileged sons of bitches, you think they're bad guys. You think they're the villains. You automatically think that young little rich kids are the villains when you see them because they're prissy, because they, you know, they don't, they act, they talk to you, they talk down to you, they act ignorant, they little rude, they whatever they are, right? And you think, oh, them motherfuckers are the villains, right? But you're the villain. Because your emotion is anger. Your emotion is why they got it, I don't. Your emotion is anger. Your emotion is jealousy. Your emotion is all this bad build-up stuff. And you want to fuck him up, don't you? When you see a little rich white kid and you struggling, you from the hood, and you see them little rich white kids in the mall, or them little rich, they can be black too. I ain't saying racist, but most of the time, us, that's another thing. We is the villains. We use it. It's racist to us. We call it white privilege. That's a villainous thing to say. That this kid has money because his family is white. That's kind of racist. That's kind of villainous. Is it though? We the good guys, right? We're the heroes, right? We're the good guys. No, we the fucking villains because guess what? Either way, black kids, white kids. I'm going to take the race out of it, right? You go to the mall, you go anywhere out in public and you see a kid that's well off, rich, right? And your kid's not. And you in the mall. And your kid is mad about that rich kid. They displaying jealousy, which is a villainous trait. Anger, which is a villainous trait. Hate. Some of them is hateful. The villain is straight. Okay? And what do they want to happen? They want that kid to fall down. They want that kid to drop his ice cream. They want that kid to spill some shit on his clothes. They want to beat that kid to fuck up. All villainous things. And it's all because they are assuming that that kid is the villain because they're watching how that kid acts. And that kid's not acting that way because he's a villain. That kid's acting that way because he's happy. That kid is acting that way because money or whatever his situation is put him in a situation where he don't have a care in the world. He's in that mall and mommy and daddy's gonna buy him whatever he wants and he don't have a care in the world. So he's happy. He's happy. So that kid don't know how to fight. That kid don't know how to argue. That kid don't know anything bad. That kid does not have strength. That kid has never been through nothing. That kid hasn't suffered. So that kid doesn't have the emotional fortitude. That kid doesn't have the mental fortitude. That kid doesn't have the strength. That kid doesn't have nothing to combat you. If your kid, your poor kid, attacks that rich kid, that kid don't have shit. Okay? And that kid might be in karate. He might be training and going to karate, but he don't know how to fight. He don't care about karate. He's like, I don't have no need to defend myself. I don't have no need to defend myself. I'm rich. I get a bodyguard. I don't even have to fight. I don't even have to know how to fight. When growing up in the hood, it's a necessity that you know how to fight. It's a necessity. But we're the heroes because we're suffering. But we got all of these villainous thoughts because our emotions are bad. We're not happy. When you're in a happy place, you don't want to fight nobody. When you're happy, you don't want to fight nobody. When you're happy, you don't want to do anything wrong. When you're in a happy space, you are a hero. Villainy comes from anger. Villainy comes from hate. Villainy comes from a bad emotion. And most of us, where I come from, have that bad emotion. And we act on that bad emotion. And we go, why do I got to do it?
Why do I gotta do it? Why do I gotta go? Why do I gotta work outside and break my back to take care of these kids and his wife? Why do I gotta do it? Why? Because I wanna be heroic. But me being heroic, me being loving, me wanting to take my family out of all of this thing brings all of these emotions on me. When my daughter goes, Dad, this is Kobe's favorite thing. But that. Hear me out. Hear me out, Dad. I need my hair done, Dad. Hear me out, Dad. I can't go nowhere with these nails, Dad. Hear me out. And when she goes, hear me out, Dad. And I get so irritated and annoyed. But it's my heroism that makes her do that. If I was a fucked up dad, if I was a bad dad, I could be like, fuck you. Get out my face. I'm not buying you nothing. Leave me alone. I'm not taking care of you. You a bitch. I could say all kinds of shit to my children. I could say all kinds of bad shit to my daughter. She would never ask me for nothing. She's allowed to ask me these things because in my heroism, I go, hey, baby, I'm going to do it. I'm going to help you. You're going to get your hair done. You're going to get the things that you need. You're going to be okay. I'm trying to comfort her. I want her to be okay, right? But that leads me to my villainy because now I'm working outside. I'm working outside to do these things, and I'm angry about it because I don't want to work outside. I'm stressed out about it because I don't want this fucking job. I'm stressed out about it because I'm making this money, and the money's coming in. I'm happy with the money, but I don't know where it's going to go out. I don't know if my wife is going to say something. I don't know if the car is going to break down. I don't know if all of these things are stressing me out because I'm trying to be the hero. So the heroism in me, the good guy in me makes me the villain. Where if I was a bad guy, I wouldn't be no villain. I'd be chilling. You understand what I'm saying? You get it. You don't, though. I know you don't, though. I know it's getting over your head. I know it's mixing up your emotions. I know you're like, wow, I never thought of it like that. But there it is. There it is. The desire to be a good person makes me a villain. And it don't just start with me wanting to provide. It's all over the world you want to be a good person. The desire to make you a good person makes you a villain. So I'm a villain because I'm good. I'm a villain because I'm loving. I'm a villain because I want to be the hero so bad. And when you want to be the hero so bad and you can't, that's when you become the villain, baby. Even in regular, degula smagula. Shout out to Cardi B. Even in regular life, trying to be the hero, trying to be the good guy makes you the villain. I give it to you like this. In relationships, you got a wife, you got a girlfriend, you got women, you do all this shit. I gotta stop shooting. Yeah, you gotta stop talking too, motherfucker. You wrestling up my podcast. Anyway, back to what I was saying. If you are in a relationship with a female, you know, in a loving marriage, not loving, but just in a marriage, a relationship, you know, you dating somebody, whatever, you're trying to be in a relationship with a female, right? And you're a man. Or if you're a woman, either way, it works all both ways. I'm just referring to as man because I'm a man. So a lot of things I'm going to say is like man or black, but I'm not just taking race out of anything. I'm just referring to it because my frame of reference is from black. My frame of reference is from male, but this goes both ways for everybody in every race, everything I say. If you try and be in a relationship, right? And I know because I'm in it. I'm not going off fucking bullshit. I'm going off my life experience. I'm the hero because I'm the villain, or I'm the villain because I'm the hero. And then I'm gonna say this: you're growing up, right? And you in school, you in elementary school, and you go, "Hey, I like these girls," and these girls go, "Hey, you're ugly," or "Hey, you don't got no swag," or "Hey, you're not cool enough to date me." But you're the guy, the kid, that'll carry her book bag. You're the kid that'll help her with her homework. You're the kid that'll bring her a card and some candy on Valentine's Day. You're the kid that tells her that she's pretty every morning. You're the kid that is going to school and going to church and behaving yourself. You are the kid that is doing everything right, and you are the kid that really loves her. You're the kid that really cares about her. Middle school, same thing. You're the nice guy. You're the kid, but you ain't cute enough. You ain't nice. You ain't got enough money, whatever the case may be, right? And then that carries on to your adult life. You this man that always been nice to women, buy her flowers, take her on dates, pay her bills, love on her, right? And what do they tell you? What do you go through? What's the saying that all you people been saying for years and years and years with tears and tears and tears? What is it? Let me hear it. What do y'all say about the nice guys? I'm going to take a drink while I wait. Boom, 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 boom. Take a drink. What is it that y'all always say about nice guys? Nice guys finish. We're last. So now you got a man like me that gets married and says, hey, I'm going to take care of my wife. I'm going to do everything that my wife wants. I'm still going to be the good guy. And then I become the villain. I become the villain because all this time I've been being a good guy, I didn't get the respect as the good guy. All this time I've been being a good husband, I didn't get treated. He didn't get reciprocated. All this time that I was helping out with the children, nobody respected me. All this time that I've been doing the dishes, taking out the garbage, putting the fucking toilet seat down. All of the shit that I've been doing, trying to be the hero, did not map out, did not turn out, did not get me nothing. None of the respect I deserve, none of the honor I deserve, none of the treatment I deserve. I did all this to have a good hero and be a good dad. I got bad kids. I do all this to be a good husband. I got a terrible wife. Right? And it happens throughout growing up. Throughout growing up, you see that girl that you love. You see that girl that you crushing on dating Tommy. And Tommy's fucked up. You done seen Tommy spit on her. You done seen Tommy hit on her. You done know that Tommy fucked up the fuck with other bitches. You done seen Tommy cheat on her and shit on her. Tommy's terrible. And yet Tommy's got the girl of your dreams. You telling me you ain't mad? You telling me you ain't jealous of Tommy? You telling me you ain't mad at Tommy? You telling me you ain't going home at night and wishing Tommy died? Villainous shit, ain't it? You a villain, ain't you? You telling me that you don't want to fuck Tommy up every time you see him. You telling me you don't want to shoot Tommy, beat the shit out of Tommy, do bad shit to Tommy. You telling me you don't want Tommy to be hurt? Villain is shit. Now, you don't do it. You don't do it because you're still a hero at that time. At that time, you're still a hero. But the emotions that you have are villainous emotions. You're not feeling happy. You're not feeling joyous. You're not feeling loving. You're not feeling kind. You're feeling angry. You're feeling jealous. You want to fuck Tommy up. And you're wishing bad shit happens to Tommy. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You want to act like you ain't, but you is. Because you're a villain. Because you want to be a hero. So you grow up with this a whole life. Now you got your wife. And you're still doing it, still doing it, still doing it. And then when you get to the point where you be like, you know what? Fuck this bitch. You get to that point where you like, fuck this bitch. And you tell her, fuck you. I want a divorce. Fuck you. Fuck this house. Fuck you, bitch. And you start doing villainous shit. You start forgetting to take the trash out, but you didn't forget. And then you come home while the trash not out. Oh, I forgot. You try to lie. You still try to be the hero, but you know you purposely did not take that fucking trash out. You're a villain now. You're on the road to villainy. You're on the road to villainy. And then that one day she said, fuck you. You ain't shit. You a piece of shit. And you know that you've been your whole life trying not to be that piece of shit you talk about. And you do this here. You do this here. You put that hand up. You put it up. You put that hand up. You was like, the what, bitch? You got that hand up. You got it up. The back, it's right here. It's right here. But you don't bring it down. You don't bring it down. So you still got that little bit of hero, but you put that motherfucker up, didn't you? You put that motherfucker up because you was about to slap the shit out of her. Why? Because you was about to be the villain. You was about to be the villain. And why is all that anger in you? Why did you want to slap her? Because you is a good person. Because you care about her. Because you love her so much. Because you're the hero. Because you got a good heart. You're loving. You're kind. You're a person that wants to save everybody. You're the hero. But in real life, you is on that thin line from hero to villain. And that's what makes a villain. That's what makes a villain. So I'm telling you right now that I'm a person that can't seem to get to my happy place. I'm somebody that can't seem to get to my happy place. You know? That's why everybody like, oh, you play video games. Yeah, I play video games. Because, you know, when I turn on that Xbox, when I hear that boom of that Xbox, it puts me in my happy place a little bit. It takes the villainy out of me. I don't want to be the villain. I get to play the hero on Xbox on all my games. I get to be a hero on the video games. I get to have fun. I get to be calm. I get to have my liquor and my beer and just play my video games. No stress, no anger, no jealousy, no hate, no none of that. No, none of that. None of that. You know what I mean? Also in real life, you know, at work. At work, too. Happens at work, too. This is part of real life. Happens at work, too. Show up every day. On time. Do exactly what you're supposed to do, and then you do what you ain't supposed to do, meaning a little more than they asking for. right? And you get paid to do it, and you know from day one that the compensation is not right. You know from day one that the compensation is inappropriate. You know from day one that the money is funny. You know from day one that the things they're giving you is not equal to the things that you are fucking giving them. But you're the good guy. You're loving. You're kind. You're correct. You're good. You're a wholesome person. You are the hero. So you let them have that advantage over you. You let them have that privilege over you. You let them knowingly and willingly pay you less than you deserve. You let them knowingly and willingly treat you with less of the respect than you deserve. Right? You do that because you're the hero. But then at a certain point in time, you go, you know what? I do want a little more. I do deserve a little more. I do want to do a little more. So you go in there and asking for a raise, but you don't ask for a raise saying, hey, I just want you to give me more. But I'm not going to give more. No. You don't do that because you know why? Because you're the hero. You know why? Because you're a good person. So you go in there and say, hey, I need to make a little bit more money. And instead of telling them what you do for them, instead of telling them why you are more valuable to them than they treating you, instead of telling them that you deserve more money because of the shit that you already do, Mr. You, Mr. Hero, Mr. Not a Villain going in and going, I need more money. So what more can I do for you? That's right. That's what you do. When you go and ask for raises, you go and ask, what more can you do? How can you do more to get more money? You don't tell them, hey, this is what the fuck I did. Makes you the villain, though, if you do that, right? Yeah, it does. Case in point. I lied to you not. I was working at this movie theater, and I moved, I was older than the other kids. They was teenagers. I was an adult. I was like 20, 21 years old working at the movie theater. They was teenagers and I was an adult, kind of, sort of. I was kind of working in public. I was still in the military. So I was kind of like doing hometown crew. So I guess that was my side job, kind of, because I was in the military. But still, me being the type of guy that I am at the time, that I always want to be the best at everything I do. I always want to progress in anything I do, whether it's a part-time job, whether it's bullshit or not. I want to progress in it. So when they offered a thing up for supervisor, they offered up that supervisor position. I was like, I'm older, wiser, smarter. Not only that, I was better. I was better than every motherfucker they had in that building because I was doing projection. But I can run the concession like a motherfucker. I can run the box office like a motherfucker. I can run the ushering like a motherfucker. I was projection, which means I worked upstairs. I turned the movies on, turned the movies off, turned the power on, put the movies together, cut tape out, film, all that. I worked upstairs. I went downstairs. But I had the ability to do everything downstairs. And guess what? In the daytime, they didn't hire no supervisor in the daytime. I was a daytime supervisor. I ran the concessions. I went upstairs. I did everything. They had one concession worker there, and I told that motherfucker, here's what you got to do. Here's how you got to run it. I was being supervisory already, but not getting paid for it, not getting compensated for it. Why not? Because I'm the hero. You know what I mean? So I don't have to get compensated for it. You know what I'm saying? Here it is now. I'm not getting properly compensated for all the work that I'm already doing. And then supervisor position comes up. They got a supervisory position that comes up, and I want it. I want it. Not only do I want it because I don't really need it, but I want it because I'm that dude. I'm that dude that wants to be better. I want it because I'm trying to rise to the top, and I want it because a couple of more dollars in there. I need that change out, you know what I mean? I want it. I'm already damn near doing it, right? And they said, Tyrone, you are a good candidate for the supervisory position. You're hardworking. You come in on your time. You leave late on your own time. You're helping these young kids out. You can do everything needed to do in this building, even though it's not required of you. And sometimes you help out. And sometimes you do all that shit. We love you. We think you're great. But yet, they have to interview some other people. First of all, why are you interviewing more kids? If I'm great, y'all love me. I'm doing everything y'all want you to do. Just give me the motherfucking job. Y'all don't have to interview nobody. It ain't no Rooney rule here. It ain't no rules here that says you got to interview every motherfucker body that's eligible. No, it ain't. It ain't no rule here. And then it's like, okay. And they're not even a race thing because some of these other kids was black. One of the kids that got the job was a black motherfucker. So it ain't even a race thing. It's a, it's a, They played with me. They played with me. Let's hear what they said. We still have to interview the other people. So I was pissed about that. Okay? Because I'm the hero. I'm the good guy. But the villain in me was like, oh, why? Why do I have to go through this? Why can't you just give me the job? What the fuck is going on, right? But it's cool. I'm still the hero. I'm still the good guy. So I go, no problem. Interview whoever you want. Because in my head, I'm better than them. I'm going to win it anyway. Let's go. Let's go through the process. Let's go through all the things that y'all call formalities. Let's do it. I'm with it. Boom. We got that going on. Let's go. And we go through the formalities. And all the formalities are over. They've interviewed everybody they're going to interview. They talk to me. We're done with it. Interview's over. Next week, there will be a new supervisor in here. You know what I'm doing. I'm walking. I'm putting my chest out. I'm in my happy place. You know? I'm one of those rich kids that's at the mall. I don't got a care in the world. I am truly now the hero. And this is before family. I just had to take care of me. But I had some other people. I had goddaughters and other people that I wanted to contribute to their life, right? But for the most part, I'm chilling. So I'm the hero now. I'm walking around with my theme song playing in my bed. Spider-Man. You know what I mean? My theme song's playing. I'm chilling. And then right before they supposed to hire the new supervisor, what they said, lie to you not. They said, last thing, we need a letter from you saying why you should be the new supervisor. We need a letter from you saying why you should be the new supervisor. And I'm like, what? Why do I have to write a letter to tell you why I should be the new supervisor? I was like, no. Y'all see me. Y'all know what I do every single day. Y'all have acknowledged what I do every single day, right? But y'all want to, where's Megatron? Shut, Starscream. They're going roach. There's a roach right there. You get the fuck. Y'all, oh, man. You can't even see. I can't even get good help. Starscream fucking up. He come up here asking me, where's Megatron? There's a roach on my table. The fuck you doing, Starscream? But anyway, back to the situation, right? So anyway, here's the thing. See, Starscream, you fucked me up. I lost my train of thought. No, I didn't. I'm just fucking with y'all. Anyway, so they want me to write a letter, and I'm like, y'all seen what I did. Y'all acknowledged it. These people acknowledged the fact that I was a good worker. They acknowledged the fact that I showed up on time. They acknowledged the fact that I was knowledgeable about all of their operations that they had going on there. They acknowledged the fact that I was a good guy. They acknowledged all of the things that they want me to put in this letter. They already acknowledged. So you know these things, right? Mm-hmm. So why now do I have to write a letter to get this job? And then the villainy in me came out. You see what I'm saying? Because of the hero that I wanted to be, the hero in me, the good things in me, the good person that I am put me in this position to become the villain. That's all I'm saying. Because I wrote that letter, and that letter simply was like this. I do not understand why the fuck I have to write this letter when y'all know what I do. Y'all see what I do. I've already proven to you that I'm way, way, way more qualified for this position than you even fucking need. I already proved to you that I've been devoted to this job. I already proved to you that I'm the motherfucking hero in this situation. So why is y'all trying to act like I'm the villain? Why can't y'all just put my cape on and sing my motherfucking theme song? That was the gist of the letter. Put my cape on, sing my motherfucking theme song. Give me a cartoon and a TV show and a comic book. Give me some merch. I'm here. I'm ready. The fuck? That's what my letter essentially said. And you know what happened? Instead of becoming supervisor, I almost got my black ass fired. And within the next 2 months, that job was over for me. Within the next 2 months, that job was over for me. Because although I did not get fired for writing that letter, they didn't like it too much. Right? And then over the next 2 months, they started treating me like shit. It got worse. Started giving me more shit to do. Started complaining about my work. Started talking shit to me. Hired my sister. You think hiring my sister was a good thing? It was not. I was a hater. I ain't gonna lie, I was a hater. I did not want my sister to work there. Okay, one of them. I did not want her to work there for real. Because I know my sister. I know my sister rides with me. I know my sister has my back. She's a ride or die. She's the person that I go to. Right? So now you want me to hire my go-to person. But when I go to them to talk shit about y'all, she works here with y'all. So now you're putting her in a bad position. I don't want my sister to be in that bad position. So then when they was like, Tyrone, we going to hire your sister. I was like, no, don't hire her. I don't want my sister here. And the thing is, I couldn't hit on it too much. I'm like, yeah. They like, do she work good? Yeah, she going to show up on time? Yeah, she going to show up on time. Yeah, she going to bust her ass. Yeah, she going to work good. But I don't like y'all. And I don't want my sister to like y'all. Because then when I talk shit about y'all, she going to ride with me. And I don't want my sister to lose a job based on me doing the fucked up shit. But they still hired her anyway. They didn't give a fuck. And my villainy came out. Y'all want me to do more work now. Y'all fucked me out of supervisor position. Y'all want me to do more work. So one night, man, I'm up in there. And Fight Club, like, this is a true story. Fight Club was on the thing, spinning around. It was playing in the movie theater that night. Now I'm walking and I'm up there and I'm irritated. And I trip and I fall and my hand hits the fucking table where the Fight Club is on the table. And it's film. My hand hits the fucking table in the middle. I don't know how y'all know how projectors work, but you got to put the film through this middle thing and it goes up. So Fight Club was off. I had it on the right track. I had it on the right table. I was about to rewind it up. I trips and I fall off. My hand hits the table and the middle piece that has all the film in it pops out. And when it pops out, that allows for the film to slide. So the film slides and the film balls up. Completely, the whole movie balls up into the middle of the floor, a big old ball of film, Fight Club. And I told him, I said, hey, listen, Fight Club ain't playing tonight. But then Fight Club was on its way out, the movie theater. It was on its way out. It was probably like showing like two times a day. And it was a Friday. I said, listen, y'all gonna have to cancel Fight Club for the night. It wasn't a lot of people coming to watch it anyway. It wasn't a lot of people that was coming to watch Fight Club at that point. If you hadn't seen Fight Club by then, it was on its last leg. It was about to be out the theater. So if you hadn't seen Fight Club by then, you wasn't gonna see it, right? So, Fight Club had to be canceled that night. And up until the point when I did that it had to be canceled, they did not have any tickets for that showing. Which means nobody was even coming to see it that night anyway. It wasn't costing them any money. Just take it off the marquee and boom. Right now it's costing you $0, 0 cents. Nobody's not going to buy it. Boom. They had a fucking fit. Called me out of my name. Called me out of my motherfucking name. The one supervisor. I ain't going to say his name because, you know, I ain't holding no grudges. I don't give a fuck at this point. But he called me out of my motherfucking name. He said, you motherfucker. He saw that shit and he said, you motherfucker. Motherfucker who motherfucker where? These hands work. You know what I mean? But I'm not the villain yet. I'm the hero. Can't do it. Can't do it. And then I go, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fix this pile of film. I'm going to get Fight Club back on this table. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fix everything. You better, motherfucker. What? So guess what I didn't do? I didn't fix Fight Club. Matter of fact, I turned my black ass around. I left. Boom, walked out. Now oh, you walked out? You fucked that Fight Club? You fired. You fired, but yet I wasn't fired, though. That's the amazing part. I wasn't fired. So 2 days later, I went back to work in the daytime, and one of the guys there who was cool with me, who was the maintenance man, said, you know what? I fixed the Fight Club for you. I cleaned it up for you. I did you a solid. My man, I'm back. And the good guy in me apologizes. My fault. I fucked up Fight Club. I was stressed out. Please, Mr. Masterman, please give me a better chance. Give me a second chance. I'm dancing. I'm soft-shoeing. Soft-shoeing. Because I'm the hero. I'm still the good guy. I still want to be right. I'm still going to take responsibility for my bad actions, right? No respect. They was in there, like, getting in. Prime example. The super... I'm doing my projection stuff one night. And one of the supervisors, superintendents, big time bosses, comes in there and she is whoopty whoopty whoop. I mean, she's on Bill Cosby level of She must have went out the night before, had a birthday party, Christmas. I don't know, bridesmaid. I don't know what the fuck she did. But she came in and she was, I'm saucy. She was sauced up. Like, I mean, it ain't no shadow of a doubt. And that night, and nobody knows this, that night I ran the whole shit. I was her, I was me. I was projectionist. I was her, I was me. Anytime they called for a manager, I had to handle it because she was up there fucked up. And another thing, she was in there, you know, sexually harassing. She was being sexually harassing to me. She was trying to get it in her little office thing when I went in there with her. Because I was helping her. Now look, time out. Let me just say this too, right? And this is a true story. Me being a hero once again, being a hero, being a good guy, didn't do nothing. I went in there, I said, listen, come in here. I got some ginger ale. I said, if you want some coffee, I can make some coffee. I sat her down in the chair, sat her down gently, talked to her nicely, you know what I mean? I got it. Any problems, I'm going to handle it. I'm not going to call nobody. We're going to run. You're going to get through this night. You're going to get through this shift. You're going to go home good. Matter of fact, if you need a ride home after the shift, I will even ride you home. And none of this was with the intentions of fucking, okay? None of this was with the intentions on getting any of that ass, okay? None of this was with the intention of fucking this girl. At all. Wasn't even trying to fuck her. And she was very attractive. And she was very ripe for the fucking. And all of these things that I did for her, I might have deserved the fucking. You know why? And I'm not saying that as a villain. I'm not saying that as a bad guy. I'm saying it because she said it. I'm saying it because she said it. She thought that I deserved it. Because the last, when we had to close down, we closed down after the last movie closed out. We didn't have to do no ushering because we had a cleaning service. I let the cleaning service people in. I let them do their thing. They start doing their thing. I wiped down all the counter stuff. And we was ready to leave. Said, hey, do you need a ride? And this is when it happened. Right in that office, she said, oh, thank you for all your help. Blah, blah, blah. She gave me a little thigh rub. And I said, do you need a ride home, girl? I ain't got time for this. Yeah, you can give me a ride home, but I don't know how to thank you. You know what I mean? She gave me a little thigh rub again. She's like, don't worry about it. I'll thank you when we get to my house. Now, that never happened. Maybe she meant that she had some money in the safe. She was going to give me a couple dollars. I don't know. But the assumption and the way she was rubbing her hand on my thigh and looking into my eye, hand on thigh, looking eye, I'm going to help you when we get to the crib. She was saying that I deserved that ass. That's what she was saying. That's what I thought. And we got to her house. I dropped her off. I went back to my home, out of my business. That was the end of that. So I thought, me being a hero, did the right thing, right? So I thought. But then some shit went wrong that night. Shit went wrong that night. Some things did not go according to plan that night. And I handled them, but there was a problem. And when the general manager, Mr. Big Stuff, came in and was like, well, we had this issue, we had that issue, we had this issue, we had that issue. The bus came, and she was driving it. And she drove that bus right over my black ass, right over it. She drove that bus right over my black ass. And now, you see what I'm saying? Had I been like, fuck you, bitch. Had I been like, fuck you, I'm not helping. Had I called the general manager that night and been like, yo, this bitch is up in here drunk as shit, drunk as fuck. You know what I mean? Had I done that, that would have made me the villain in that moment. But I would have been all right. Life would have been better. I would have been in my happy place. But me being a hero, me being a good guy that I am, never turned me into the villain in that moment, and look how that fucked me over. Look how that nice guy finished last thing got me. Or, had I not called, had I went to her house, and had I said when I dropped her off, hey, where's that thank you that you promised me? Where's that make it up to me that you said I was going to get? Where's that money out the safe, or where's that ass? And had I took it, had I went there and got my had I went to Pound Town, booty hole brown, had I did that, that would have made me the villain. I took advantage of her. I'm fucked up, right? But she wouldn't have been able to come back and throw me under that bus, though, because then I would have been like, hey, She fucked me that night, bro. I would have been, because I'm already a bad guy. She already would have known I was a bad guy because I fucked her, so she would know that there ain't nothing off limits for me. I'm a bad guy. I took advantage of her. I fucked her. I fucking did all this stuff. I'm not the good guy that I proclaim to be. So she would have known that. So she wouldn't have been able to drive that bus over me, because then she would have known that I would have told everybody. Oh, yeah, pussy popping. I would have been saying that. I would have been singing that shit walking through the movie theater. Pussy popping. And she would have known what I was talking about. And when them other kids would have been looking at her, they would have knew what I was talking about too. Because I told them motherfuckers. Oh, damn right I told them I did. I told them I hit that. She was fine too. I would have got all the props. I would have got, who got the props? Who got the props? I would have got all the props. Because she was fine. Woo! But no, I didn't do none of that. I never told nobody about it. None of that. Because why? I was a good guy. And look what happened to me. And, you know, I'm on some villainy. I'm on some villainy. So I quit that job. And one day in the morning, they said they called me. I didn't show up. No call, no show. They called me and said, what's up? Nothing's up. Fuck you. I quit. Oh, you just going to leave us in the lurch? Like, yeah, fuck you. Fuck you. I told that manager, eat a dick, bro. Eat a dick. I'm out. Guess what that made me? The villain made me the bad guy. But why did I do it, though? See what I'm saying? I did it out of, because I've been loving, I've been compassionate, I've been the hero. And then being a hero turns me into a villain. So when I say I'm a villain, I am. I'm a villain now. But I'm not a villain because I'm a bad person. I'm not a villain because I'm evil. I'm not a villain because I'm hateful. I'm not a villain because I'm spiteful. I'm a villain because the emotions that lead to villainy are all of the emotions that I've been experiencing. And why have I been experiencing them emotions? I've been experiencing them emotions because emotionally, I want to be the hero, because inside of my body, I want to be the good dad. Inside of my body, I want to be the good co-worker. Inside of my body, I want to be the good person in general. I want to be the protector. I want to be the nice guy, all of that stuff inside of my body. To my core, I'm loving. My core, I'm kind. To my core, I'm nice. But nice guys do what? Finish last. And that was what? True on my ass. You know what I'm saying? So now we go to where it really is about, that where if I today got any kind of superhuman strength, any kind of superhuman ability, and with great power comes great responsibility, and all of that things that's been said, if I was in a comic book, if I was in a superhero film, if I was in any one of these movies, or if in the real world, in my real reality, for some reason the aliens are real and they came down, they chose me, or if the God above said, you know what, Tyrone, you've suffered enough, I'm going to give you some superpowers, do right with them. Well, if anything happens, if I get struck by lightning and I get flash speed, I'm going to do some fucked up things. And I ain't going to lie, because I already know that nice guys finish last. It's true. Not somebody pulled out their ass. It's not a fake statement, not a false statement. It's a fact. I've been through it. I've lived it. And I already know that being a hero is going to mean nothing in this day and age. Being a hero is going to mean nothing in this society. I already know. I already been through it. I already seen Superman go to work. I already seen Spider-Man have to have a job and have to deal with real life problems and have to be fucked up. You know what I mean? I've already seen the Falcon not be able to get a bank loan for his sister to save a boat. I've seen all that. I've already seen how me and my regular everyday world trying to be the hero, saving everybody I can, saving these hoes off the street, trying to turn hoes into housewives, saving these ungrateful, disrespectful kids, even though they minds I made them, but shit, still trying to help these ungrateful, disrespectful, snot-nosed-ass, brat-ass kids. Trying to help them. My kids ain't that bad. My kids ain't even that bad. But just seeing the kids that's out here, it ain't just about my children. I try to help my children because I have to. I feel responsible for them. But my kids ain't that bad. But seeing other kids, there's other kids in the neighborhood. There's kids in the neighborhood. Like I said, my mom's a saint. I don't watch my kids give all these kids clothes, toys, everything. I don't watch my mom do all of these things for children in the neighborhood. And I see these neighborhood children walk past my mom and I speak to her. Disrespectful as fuck. You know what I mean? I done seen all this stuff. I done seen how being a hero does not get you anything. Doesn't even take you to your happy place. Being a hero gives you all the emotions of a villain. Right? So if I got superpowers, I know for a fact that my black ass is not about to try to be the hero. Yeah, will I go get it? If I see a kid crying because their cat is stuck in a tree and I can fly, am I going to go get the cat? Yeah, I'm going to go get the cat. But if that child looks at me and doesn't say thank you after I put that cat in her hand, I might smack the shit out that cat. I ain't going to lie. I might just smack the shit out the cat. Bam! Just pop it upside the head or something because again, the hero shit. And now you're not even going to thank me. You're not even going to respect me. You're not even nice enough to say, hey, thank you. You're not going to give me a hug or nothing. I ain't going to get nothing. Fuck this cat, man. I ain't going to hurt the cat. Okay. Oh, Peter, don't call. Hello. Peter. I know, Peter. I know. I wasn't going to really hurt the cat. I'm just going to pop it. Little tappy tap. I ain't going to kill a cat. I would never kill a cat, Peter. I mean, just a little tappy tap. Just a little, okay, fuck you. You know, a little tappy tap. Okay. You know, I'm sorry. I'm not going to hit the cat. Yeah, I'm not going to hit the cat. Oh, shit. Ring, ring, ring. Cancel culture. Yeah, I didn't say I was going to hurt no. Listen. I got a PR guy. Hold on. Talk to my PR guy, right? Talk to my agent. Hello? Where's Megatron? Okay. You're fired. Starscream. You will not ever be back on the podcast. You can't do no fucking, you can't do nothing I asked you to do. Nothing. Fuck him. Anyway, like I said, you know, I done seen the heroes fail. And it's constant. It's every single hero. Most of the hero's trauma comes from them being treated disrespectfully in their real life. What is the hero's job to do? Okay. Let me just put it to you like this. I'm Tyrone, right? In Philadelphia. I'm the Lisper and I get my superpowers. And I imagine my superpowers would be something spitty. Like my spit turns into my spit is like strong molecules. So when I spit on you, it's like I can blast you with my spit. I can catch my spit in my hands and throw it and make weapons out of it. I can make a spit force shield. And I mean, I would be Spitty. That would be my name, Spitty. Spitty man, you know what I mean? Whatever the case may be, I'll be spitty. Something to do with spit because that's what I got. That's what I have. That's my main asset is spit. Oh, shit. Spitting a lot. Spitting quite often. So, or I would be Ty Tungums. Ty Tungums would be excellent. I can use my tongue. My tongue is like a lizard tongue. It comes out, it lashes out, it's got power. It's smack people and do all kinds of shit. I would be spitty. I would be Ty Tungums. Just need to say my superpowers would have something to do with this fucked up ass mouth I got going on here. Okay? Also, Ty Tungus would help me at home, too. Yeah, I'm saying. Fall back, because I'm already that, you know what I mean? I'm tripping. But anyway, here's the thing. So that would be my power, whatever, right? And I'm in Philadelphia. And let's say the main villain in Philadelphia is the killer, whoever he is. He's the main villain in Philadelphia, you name it. My sole job is to fight him. I shouldn't be stressed out about it. If he shows up, I show up. We fight. I win, he wins. If I win, he goes to prison. They lock him up, put him away. He breaks back out, me and him fight again. That's my only job as the hero is to fight this dude. So every time he shows up, I show up, I fuck him up. And I can beat him because I'm the hero and the hero always wins. So I can beat him, I already know. So I shouldn't be stressed out. I shouldn't be angry. I shouldn't have no problems, right? But I do. Why? Because I got to go to work. I got to go to work tomorrow. So on Saturday night, the villain of Philadelphia could come into West Philadelphia, blow up some shit, kill 25 people, have a shootout with the cops, rob some banks, fuck up people's lives, do whatever he want. And I, Spitty, Ty Tungum, Spitty Man, whoever I am, I come down, I fuck him up, I get him out of there, I save the rest of the people. I do everything I'm supposed to do. And then I gotta hear a boss ask me why I'm late on Monday fucking morning. Huh? That's what I gotta do. I gotta hear boss tell me why the fuck is I'm late on Monday fucking morning, and I gotta go to work on Monday fucking morning because I don't have money to pay my bills to take care of these motherfucking kids. After I just saved 10,000 people, if each one of those people who lives I saved gave me one motherfucking dollar for saving their life, I would have $10,000 and I would be on vacation. I wouldn't even be at work Monday morning. But all they did was go and sing my theme song, Spitty Man, Spitty Man, Spitty Man, Spitty Man. That's all the fuck I got with Spitty Man. All the fuck I got was Ty Tungums and even all of the girls. If I saved 1,000 people and 600 of them was girls and they knew I had tongue powers and none of them ain't took me to the crib, I saved 1,000 people. 600 of them was women and I got tongue powers. Spitty man, Ty Tungums. That's my superpower. That means my tongue is super. My spit is super. And none of y'all 600 women that I just saved took me to the crib for a night of action and satisfaction. And I gotta go to work Monday morning and get yelled at by a boss. Fuck you mean? Where they do that at? How is that? How, you see what I'm saying? You see what I mean? You see, I just got angry right there and shit ain't even real. The emotions in me was like, what the fuck is y'all doing? Disrespectful. So yes, I'm a villain. I will be a villain. If I got superpowers, I'm villaining the fuck up. Because I'm not going to play around. I'm going to go right to the White House. I'm going to go right there on the White House lawn. I'm going to threaten the President of the United States. I'm going to say, hey, listen, Mr. President. I'm not going to fuck no shit up. I'm not going to kill no people because I'm too good for that. But any heroism shit that I do, fuck you, pay me. Fuck you, pay me. And if y'all don't pay me, I got to still take care of these kids. But I ain't about to go to no job. So that means banks, look out. Supermarkets, look out. Drug dealers, look out. I ain't got no problem. Yeah, maybe that. Maybe that. You know what? You know what? Matter of fact, maybe that'll be it. Maybe that'll be it. I'll be Batman, but on a higher scale. I'll be Batman. I'll be a vigilante. I'll fuck up bad people. I'll be like Jigsaw. I'll be like Batman. I'll be like Robin Hood. I'll be like everybody. It's still villainous. Don't get me wrong. Batman's a villain. Okay, Jigsaw's a villain. Robin Hood is a fucking villain because stealing from the rich is still villainous. But that's what I'll do. I'll rob all the drug dealers and the corrupt rich folks. But either way, my kids gonna eat by any means necessary, motherfuckers. Because guess what I am? Dum, 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 dum. Guess what I am? Dum, 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 dum. I'm Ty Tungums, the villain. And that's it. Gotta go. Gotta go. This show is over. This show is over. Only shout out I'm gonna give today is a shout out to the Starting Five Podcast. That's right, the Starting Five Podcast. That's my group. We podcast every Sunday afternoon. So go on YouTube, look for the Starting Five. Go on TikTok, look for the Starting Five. Go on anywhere you listen to podcast, type in the Starting Five. That's us. And you can get live with the Starting Five every Sunday afternoon. Okay? And that's the only shout out I'm giving. Also, I want to say this. J1Con is an anime and comic con that's coming to Atlantic City November 3rd through 5th. The Starting Five Podcast is hosting a panel on air about Wrestle Talk. So if you're on TikTok, you're part of Wrestle Talk. If you just love wrestling, come through and listen to that panel. And if you love anime, J1Con is a good time. It's $40 for 3 days. $40 to get you a pass for the whole motherfucking weekend. So show up to J1Con, listen to the Starting Five Podcast, and always listen to the Lisp Podcast. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell the baby, and I am out.